What about tolerability profiles in general? What do you see with this class of drugs, and can you kind of distinguish between the three?
So the main side effects of all three of these drugs are rash and diarrhea, of course. We see it with all three drugs. I tend to see a higher rate of toxicity and more severe toxicity with afatinib as opposed to erlotinib. And gefitinib, because it is a drug that didn't go all the way up to maximally tolerated dose in its clinical trials, tends to be the best tolerated of the three. I will say that afatinib, like erlotinib, can be dose reduced. So if you start at a dose of 40, which is the maximally tolerated dose of afatinib, and you find that the rash is severe, I counsel my patients in that case to stop the drug for 5 days. There are a number of creams that we can use to help with rash. Of course, Imodium and Lamotil helps with the diarrhea, and then you can restart afatinib at 30 milligrams. In fact, I actually start at 30 and work my way up for patients that tend to tolerate it better. The same is true for erlotinib. I tend to start at 100. The maximally tolerated dose is 150. You can go up if you have a patient that tolerates it really well, but you can also be comfortable just keeping a patient at 100.